Hey, hey, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Come on in, make yourself at home. I've got a chair reserved for you right here. I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes. I really hope you're going to be able to be with me and hang out with me and talk about Jesus. For the next 30 minutes, that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the Mass readings from today's Daily Mass. These are good ones. Two messages, humility and the offer of a lifetime. That's the message that, and I'm going to depend on the Holy Spirit to weave these messages together. Humility, which is recognizing who we are, what we look like in the view of God. You know, sometimes we look at ourselves differently, but we need to start looking at ourselves the way God sees us. That means we have gifts, we have talents. It doesn't mean denying the fact that we have God-given gifts, but it means looking at ourselves realistically. And then the second part of the message is we've been extended the offer of a lifetime, and that's the offer of a personal relationship with God. And you're going to hear about that in the gospel today. And Jesus will tell this parable, the parable of the great banquet or the great feast, where a man invites people to a banquet and they turn him down one by one, explaining that they're too busy. They have all kinds of different excuses, but they turn him down. And then what does he do? He goes out and invites different people to the banquet. People that ordinarily wouldn't expect an invitation, the poor, those who are outcasts. They get invited to the banquet. The original people, they missed out because they were too busy. And I really think that's the offer for us all. That's the offer we have to consider today. Through Jesus, you and me, we have this opportunity to enter into a personal relationship with God. But if we're too busy, and if we turn him down, we're going to miss out. How do we accept that offer? Well, I hate to say it, and I think that's the connection. It requires humility. We got to recognize that we need him. You know, not only do we recognize what we look like, what we can do, our capabilities, seeing ourselves as we really are, we have to recognize that we need God in our lives. And as I'm prepared to tell you, I missed that point for many, many years. And still sometimes today I miss it. So my goal for this program, and I think the Lord's goal, I'm going to let him speak through me, but my feeling is that he wants us to recognize that we need him. And not just that we need him, that we're privileged to be able to enter into a relationship with him. We're privileged to be able to ask for his help. So that's what we're going to be talking about on the show today, and I hope you're going to be able to stick around. Well, today's the big day in the U.S. It is Election Day. I voted, and I hope you vote. It really is our responsibility to vote. I'm not going to get into the details today. I talked about it on the show yesterday. But God wants you to vote. And he wants to vote. He wants you to vote in a way that gives him honor and glory. In other words, in a way that upholds Christian principles. We got to think about that. Sometimes it's not that easy. Sometimes you have two candidates running for office. Neither one is perfect. That's always the case. Nobody's perfect. Sometimes people have character flaws. But pray about it. Look to your faith. You know, depend on the teachings of the church. And then go out and vote because it really does matter. So that's what we're going to talk about on the program today. All that stuff, but the voting thing, I have to mention it. I mean, how can I not mention it? It really is important. And of course, pray. Pray for wisdom for the people who are voting today. Now, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. The polls could be closed. This election could drag on for a long time, though. We're not sure how this is going to be. So pray for wisdom and pray for our leaders, the people who are elected to office. Don't ever assume that somebody can't change. That's the other thing. I'm guilty of that. I forget that sometimes. I forget that a lot. I need to remember that more. You know, Eileen and I went to Adoration today. They have Eucharistic Adoration over at our parish, which is a great thing that they're offering that. So we prayed before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And one of the things that came to me was that I need to pray for some people who are in office who don't really seem to get it, who support abortion on demand, who don't seem to understand the importance of honoring and respecting all life. I need to pray for them because they could change. You know, we look sometimes, we say, oh, that person's never going to change. I don't know that. We have to look at the story of St. Paul. We have to look no further than the story of St. Paul to understand that people do change. Jesus picked a very unlikely person to become the apostle to the Gentiles. He chose Paul. So let's continue to, let's pray for those in office, those in charge who are running the country. Especially, you know, not just for their strength, even if we agree with them, with their positions, but pray for conversion. I think it's a great thing to remember, and I'm glad that I got that inspiration while I was at church today, and I just thought I should pass it along. Okay, let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven and pray now and ask for the for what we need, not just for the show, but for what we need to live a life that would please Him. Because honestly, man, we are so dependent on Him for everything. And we forget, you know, and it's one thing to struggle and to mess up, to fall and to do something that would not please God. But it's another thing. It's worse when we don't even ask for help. So let's ask for help. Okay, please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you in with great gratitude today. Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to approach you, to ask for what we need, to acknowledge your greatness and your power, and to thank you for all that you have done for us, for your people throughout the ages, and for all that you will continue to do for us in the future. Father, sometimes we forget that you're in control. We take our eyes off of you and focus on the craziness around us. And as a result, we panic and lose sight of the fact that you are with us. Lose sight of the fact that you're guiding us, you're protecting us, you're providing for us. Father, we lift up our needs to you today. Take them all. Everything that we need today, Father, we ask you to give it to us. Let us know what you would like us to do. And we pray for the grace to trust you more. We pray for the United States, especially on Election Day today. May your will be done. May the right candidate be chosen in all of the offices that are up for grabs. Father, we pray for an end to the division in the country and in the entire world. We pray for an end to terrorism. We pray for an end to all hatred. And Father, I ask that you use me as your instrument today. Give me the words for this show. Let me deliver your message this day. And please open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to your message. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, thank you so much for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. The name of the show is Following the Truth. We do this every Monday through Friday. And I thank you for being a listener. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. I hope you'll come back. You know, I get a lot of emails. And I think the most popular or the most common comment that I get is that, you know, Gary, it feels like you and me were sitting around the table just talking about the Lord. Well, that's my goal. That's the way I look at it, too. And I can see you. I mean, I can almost see you sitting across the table from me. You got your beverage. Oh, your snack looks pretty good. I would ask you to share, but I made a promise a long time ago that I would not eat on the air, but your snack looks pretty good. That's the way this should be, you know? We're hanging around the table, talking about Jesus, talking about our Father in heaven, talking about the Holy Spirit, and listening to His Word. I always manage to work in some scripture to the program, and that's what we're going to do today. For more information about the work that I do, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. My latest book is called Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. If you'd like to pick up a copy of that book, it's all about the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, as listed by St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians. If you'd like to pick up a copy of that book, maybe you know somebody who you'd like to give it to for Christmas. Look, with all that's going on in the world right now and the craziness that we're seeing, I think the book Let Go of Anger and Stress would be helpful for many people. That's one of the reasons it's selling so well. I'm grateful that God let the book come out when he did. You know, I'm sad that the world is as crazy as it is, but if we all start cooperating with the Holy Spirit and producing more of those fruits in our lives, this world's going to be a different place. So please go to followingthetruth.com for more information about how to get the book and about all of my books. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let's do the readings this way. Typically, we look at I like to read the gospel first. And that's what I'm going to do today, because the gospel, I want the gospel to stand out, because it should. The gospel has a place of prominence. That's what the church teaches among all of the other books of the Bible. So I really want the message of the gospel to be strong. This is a parable. This is the parable of the great feast or the great banquet. It's a message to each of us today about the offer that we've been given. And this comes from Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied to him, and this is where he tells this parable, "A man gave a great dinner, to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves." So here they are. These guys are invited to, these guys and gals are invited to a great dinner, all kinds of good stuff. But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves, all of them, one by one, with a variety of excuses. The first one said to him, "I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused." So he's putting his field ahead of the invitation to the banquet, a possession, right? Another said, "I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused." Now, could any of these gentlemen, remember, this is a parable, this is a story, this is not a real occurrence, but Jesus tells the story for a reason. Could any of them chose a different time to tend to these material needs? Possibly. Another said, "I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come." So we've got three examples of excuses. One involves a field, one involves some animals, and one involves a woman, a man who just married a woman, and therefore cannot come. Different excuses, all having to do with material things, and choosing to miss out on the dinner. Now the servant went and reported this to the master. The master is the guy giving the dinner. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, and bring in here the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." Why is he inviting these people? Because they're probably going to come, because they consider it a great honor to get invited to a dinner like this, right? Because nobody else is inviting them. The poor, the crippled, the lame, the people who are the outcasts, the people who have the fields, the people who have the livestock, the people who are married, you know, in this example, they've got distractions in life. They're considering themselves to be self-sufficient. They don't need this dinner. But the poor, the blind, the lame, they're going to jump at this opportunity. And the servant reported, "Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room. So there's still room, right? Even after these people were invited, we don't know how many people showed up, but there's still room for some more. We have to assume, I would say, that some of the poor, the crippled, the lame, they showed up. But there's still room. So the master ordered the servant, go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in, that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner. Why? Because they didn't show up. That's why. So look, here's the message. You and me, we are invited to have a personal relationship with God. And you know what? This is what I told you at the start of the show. I have ignored this invitation more times in my life than I would care to admit. Why? Because I was too busy to pray, because I was too busy to go to church. Even though I'd go on Sunday, there were other times when I didn't go. I could have gone to daily mass. I didn't. I could have gone to certain special events at church. I didn't. I didn't feel like giving to the poor because I'd rather spend the money on myself. I didn't feel like reading the Bible because it was too hard to understand. I didn't want to do any work when it came to Scripture. I did things that I knew were morally incorrect. That were immoral, I should say. That's a better way to phrase it. Why? Because I wanted to do them, because they felt good. I got mad at people. I talked to people in a way that I shouldn't have spoke to them. Why? Because they deserved it. You know, all of these things I did because I put myself before God and before others. But then one day I woke up and I invited Jesus to work in my life. I invited him to get involved because I realized I messed it up myself. You know, I needed the invitation. I needed to finally accept him. I mean, the invitation was ongoing. He was constantly trying to get himself into my life, inviting me to the dinner, but I was too busy. Well, then I started to pay attention and I realized what a difference Jesus makes in my life. I don't know how I used to live the other way. Now, am I perfect? No. I still forget sometimes. I still put myself first. But I'm a work in progress. But the amazing thing is, you and me, we're invited to this banquet. It's free of charge. Doesn't cost anything. The relationship starts now in this life. We can have a relationship with God through Jesus right here. It's going to bring us a lot of peace and joy. And then it continues and gets even better when we die and can celebrate forever eternal life in heaven. It's a great deal. But it's up to us to accept it. And this is something I believe that we need to accept every day. Every day, almost moment by moment. Do I put God first? Do I put myself first? And I've shared with you, there are days when I really feel like praying in the morning. There are days when I don't really feel like praying. Some days I have to force myself. But I do it because I love God. It's a choice. It's not a feeling. And somewhere along the way, I begin to feel it. Sometimes it takes a long time. Could take days. But I just think this gospel needs to be highlighted and mentioned. We have the invitation. The invitation is there. We don't have to choose to go to the dinner and have that relationship with God. We can reject him if we want, and we do it in small ways. I'm too busy. It's a good show on TV. And I'm not saying you have to spend all your time in prayer, because you don't. God wants you to enjoy things. He wants you to enjoy music. He wants you to enjoy TV. He wants you to have fun. It's a good thing. But just make sure you give him the first crack at your time. And a lot of times, the way you respond to his invitation for a relationship is through your family members. You know, you don't have to always be in church to have a relationship with God. You don't always have to be in prayer to have a relationship. A lot of times, that relationship comes through serving those around you. Family members, friends. You know, it's just when everything revolves around you, that it becomes a problem. And that's when you're shutting God out. You're not accepting the invitation. So I think it's something we all need to consider today. And I want to mention also St. Paul's. I want to read St. Paul's from his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. This is the first reading from Daily Mass, because I think it does tie in. Paul said this, "Brothers and sisters, have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus." What's that attitude? Well, Paul says, "Who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is an illustration, an example of the humility of Jesus. He was God. He was in heaven. He didn't have to get involved in this world, but he did. And he allowed people to give him a hard time. He allowed people to harass him. And ultimately, he allowed himself to be put to death so that the will of the Father could be fulfilled. That's what Jesus did. And it took humility to do that. Jesus had the power to not be crucified. He could have come down from the cross. He could have chosen not to suffer, but he did it out of love. And that's what he calls us to do. And that's why he invites us to follow him. He's going to lead us to the Father. If we follow Jesus, he draws us into a deeper relationship with his Father. And the invitation is there for each of us today. Are we ready to accept? And that's going to involve sometimes postponing your gratification or your satisfaction in this life. You know, sometimes you're going to have to put others' happiness ahead of yours. And that's how we accept that invitation, realizing that we're going to get a lot back in this life. Maybe not what we want at the present time. You know, but their life involves sacrifices. So I'm going to have to give up some of my time, maybe some of my money, for the good of others, and give up that immediate, that instant gratification. But God will repay me in this life, often in a different way. We sometimes don't really feel that repayment, but we know that he sees us, and we know that ultimately he gives us the ability to live with him in heaven. Unfortunately, that big piece of chocolate cake seems more appealing than living in heaven sometimes. That's because we are material creatures. We're spiritual too, but we get sometimes blinded by our material desires. And we've got to sacrifice in order to accept that offer to go to the dinner banquet. Now, those guys who were invited to the banquet, they didn't sacrifice. They weren't willing to give up their material possessions. But sometimes that's required in order to accept God's invitation. So I just encourage you today to look for ways to accept that offer. You know, maybe turn the TV off a little bit. Maybe stop surfing the internet and spend a little extra time in prayer. Doesn't even matter what you say. Say, "Father, I'm here. I'm here. Let me know what I can do to serve you. or connect with Jesus, you know. Say, Jesus, I want to follow you today. Let me know what you need. Please help me with my problems, too. You know, you can ask for things. That's a good idea. But sometimes we have to recognize we are ultimately not responsible or capable of providing for all of our needs. God is our source of provision. Only He can give us what we need. Are we willing to trust Him? Are we willing to step out? I'm telling you, the reward is really, really worth it. So that's my prayer for you today, that you are able to do that. And it is challenging. I'll be the first to admit it's not easy sometimes. But that's what grace is all about. And we can pray for the grace, especially given to us through the Holy Spirit, which enables us to look beyond the material things that we can see with our eyes and see through the eyes of faith those things which are more important. Yeah, it's not easy. I know. Especially when it comes to like fasting. I'm not really good at fasting. It really hurts sometimes to not eat. But yet I can use that as prayer. And I can offer it up. It's challenging, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So I encourage you to give that a try today. Listen, thanks for hanging out with me. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic night. Please keep praying for the country, the safety of the country, and that people don't go crazy if they don't get their way. We never know anymore. The world can be a little nutty sometimes, but pray and remember that God is in charge, and just keep praying for conversion for people who may not get it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that need to be awakened a little bit. So please keep praying. Let me know if there's anything you need. Gary@followingthetruth.com. I thank you for your support, for your emails, for your prayers, and for your contributions to my ministry. I'm very grateful for you. Hope you have a wonderful night, and I look forward, God willing, to being back with you on the show tomorrow. See you.